Job.
我们马上要结束这个约伯记。
I'm going to look this week at the last chapter.
这一周我们要看约伯记的最后一章。
Then for 2 weeks, I will be in Papua New Guinea.
然后接下来的两周我要在巴布亚新几内亚。
And I believe the Elder Yang is going to teach about the book of Habakkuk.
我记得这个杨长老说他要讲这个什么哈巴谷书。
Which I don't know if he planned this way, but that is a very good fit with Job.
我不知道他是不是故意这么设计，但是哈巴谷书和约伯记是能够很好连接的。
Both of those books we call a theodicy. Don't worry. Theodicy means to try to explain and understand God's way of acting in our world.
因为这两卷书讲的都是如何想办法明白神是怎样在我们这个世界行事的。
And theologians consider Job and Habakkuk the two great theodicies in the Old Testament.
然后神学家们他们就认为哈巴谷书和约伯记是旧约中两本非常著名的这样的 书卷。
Then I will be back November 10th class.
然后我11月10号的时候会回来继续教主日学。
And we're going to be looking at the book of Ecclesiastes.
然后我们会继续看传道书。
Ecclesiastes is, I think, a companion to the book of Job.
我认为传道书和这个约伯记是很有关系的。
Job cannot understand pain.
约伯没有办法理解苦难。
The writer of Ecclesiastes cannot understand pleasure.
然后这个传道书的作者他没有办法理解喜乐。
And so we have been looking at God working through pain. We will see him working through pleasure.
所以我们已经看到神是如何在苦难中做工的。那我们接下来也会看神是如何在喜乐中行事的。
And then in December, I will finish up this series with a couple weeks in which we compare the two books, some of the things they teach us.
然后在今年年底12月份的时候，我会再比较一下这两卷书。
So now you have a calendar for the rest of the year.
所以你现在知道我们接下来这今年结束之前会讲什么了。
We looked last week at Job, or God's answer to Job.
我们上周看到了神对约伯的回应。
And what God says to Job when he speaks to him from the whirlwind.
就是神在旋风中如何对约伯说话。
Job, stand up like a man.
说约伯啊，你要如勇士束腰。
Answer some questions.
要回答我的问题。
And then he asked him 60 questions.
然后神就问了约伯60个问题。
Go to chapter 40, Job chapter 40.
让我们看约伯记40章。
Then Job, verse 3, then Job answered the Lord. Well, let me go back to verse 1.
40章我们从第一节开始看。
The Lord said to Job, Shall a fault finder contend with the Almighty? He who argues with God, let him answer.
耶和华又对约伯说，强辩的岂可与全能者争论呢？与神辩驳的可以回答这些吧。
God says, Job, you found fault with my way of doing things.
神说，约伯啊，你觉得我做事的方法有问题。
You weren't happy with how I run the world.
你对我掌管世界的方法不满意。
So I've given you some questions.
所以我就给你这些问题。
You go back through and start answering those.
你就开始把这些问题都回答一下吧。
If you think I'm not doing it right, you answer.
如果你觉得我做的不对，那你给我答案呀。
Verse 3, then Job answered the Lord and said,
然后第三节，于是约伯回答耶和华说，
Behold, I am of small account.
说我是卑贱的，怎能回答你呢？
How shall I answer you?
我如何能回答你呢？
I lay my hand on my mouth.
只好用手捂口。
I have spoken once, and I will not answer.
我说了一次，再不回答。
Twice, but I will proceed no further.
说了两次，就不再说了。
Now there's two ways to read this answer.
我们可以用两种方法来解读这个约伯的回答。
One is to say Job is so overwhelmed by God's power.
第一种就是说约伯被神的这个能力完全的征服了。
That he says, "Okay, God, you win."
然后他就说好吧神你赢了
I'm nobody
我什么都不是
I should not have questioned you
我不应该来责问你的
You're right I'm wrong
你是对的我是错的
I won't say anymore
我啥都不说了
I used to read his answer that way
我过去回答约伯的这个 回答我过去阅读约伯回答的时候也是用这样子的方式
But I became very dissatisfied with this interpretation
但我后来的慢慢对这种解读越来越不满意了。
Because if that is what Job is saying, then the friends were right all along.
如果真的是这样子的话，那他朋友说的都是对的呀。
Because that's what the friends have been saying.
因为他朋友一直都是这么说的。
Job just shut up.
说约伯你就闭嘴吧。
God's powerful.
说神是全能的。
He does what he wants to do.
他做他愿所行的。
You just need to accept it.
你就完全接受就好。
If Job is saying, okay, God, you're right.
如果约伯这里说神啊你是对的
I'm nobody
我什么都不算
Do whatever you want
你想做什么就做什么吧
Then we just wasted 39 chapters
那我们这39节其实都是白写白读了
The book ought to be much shorter
这约伯记可以短短就结束的
Job 1 and 2 Trouble comes into Job's life
就对第一章第二章啊，约伯遇到麻烦了
Chapter 3Job says, I'm nobody. God, do whatever you want. You're right. Sorry.
第三章约伯说对不起我什么都不是神啊你愿意怎么行就怎么行吧。
And the whole book would only be 3 chapters long.
那约伯记其实三章就写完了。
So I began to read again.
所以我又开始读这一部分。
Last week I told you that word answered is more than just saying some words.
上周我给大家讲过这里回答这个词不仅仅是说用口头的语言做出答复。
To answer, I said, vindicates someone.
这里耶和华对约伯的回答是以他为义，以他为无罪。
And at the end of the book, God is going to say to the friends, you have not spoken right, like my servant Job spoke.
然后在约伯记的结尾，耶和华也对约伯的朋友说，你们不像我的仆人约伯所说的合理。
I don't think what Job is saying here is, okay, I'm nobody, you've crushed me, I give up.
我想约伯在这里并不是说啊，我什么都不是，你击打我，我就这样了。
I think he is saying this.
我想约伯在这里所说的是
God, you answered me.
说神啊，你已经回复了我。
What I have asked for all along
我一直所求问的
was an audience with you.An audience, and you have answered.
我一直以来所求问的，你已经回复了我。
And God, when I see you, I have nothing else to say.
当我看到你的时候，我就别无他言可说。
Yes, I've spoken.
是的，我已经说过。
But that's enough.
就这样。
Seeing you is all I need.
我说过了，就不再说了，因为见到你就是最重要的。
I told you the Greeks were amazed by much of what they heard from the Jewish Old Testament.
我之前给大家讲过这个惊讶诧异这个字在这个希腊语中的意思。
But when they read the parts where God speaks to people,
但是当他们读到说神对人说话
they said, no, that's impossible.
他们会说哎不可能。
The gods are high above us. They never converse with us.
就是那些希腊人，他们听说这个神对人说话，都觉得很惊奇，但他们又觉得神怎么可能对人说话呢？
We can't argue with the gods, they said.
他们说我们没有办法和神去争论。
If you argued with a god, he would just crush you. He would strike you with lightning.
在希腊这个他们的人的概念中，你如果与神争论，那神就会用闪电来击杀你。
Turn quickly to Psalm 8.
我们很快的翻到诗篇第八篇。
Some of you probably know this psalm by memory.
可能你们很多人都会背这篇诗篇了。
Oh Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
说耶和华我们的主啊，你的名在全地何其美。
You have set your glory above the heavens.
你将你的荣耀彰显于天。
Out of the mouth of babes and infants, you have established strength because of your foes.
你因仇敌的缘故，从婴孩和吃奶的口中建立了能力。
Verse 3, when I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and stars which you have set in place.
第三节，我观看你指头所造的天，并你所陈设的月亮星宿。
What is man that you are mindful of him, the son of man that you care for him?
便说人算什么你竟顾念他，世人算什么你竟眷顾他。
Verse 5, you have made him a little lower than the heavenly beings. You have crowned him with glory and honor.
第五节，你叫他比天使微小一点，并赐他荣耀尊贵为冠冕。
You have given him dominion over the works of your hands. You have put everything under his feet.
你派他管理你手所造的万物。
The sheep, the oxen, the beasts of the field, the birds of the heavens, the fish of the sea.
就是一切的牛羊，田野的兽，空中的鸟，海里的鱼。
O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
耶和华我们的主啊，你的名在全地何其美。
I need a whiteboard to show you this.
我可能需要拿一个白板来向你们展示。
I don't have a whiteboard, so pretend I'm a whiteboard.
我没有这个白板在我面前，所以你们假装我就是一个白板。
This is a Hebrew poem.
这是一个希伯来的一个诗篇。
Hebrew poems do not rhyme.
希伯来语的这个诗篇他们不押韵的。
They use metaphor and they use structure.
他们是通过这个暗喻然后用结构来进行写作。
And the structure is this, if you can follow this.
然后他们的这个结构是怎么样子的呢？
O Lord, how majestic is your name? That's the first statement.
第一个陈述是耶和华我们的主啊，你的名在全地何其美。
A.
就是第一点。
B.Is what shows your majesty and glory.
第二点，下面这个小标题一样，就是说什么样的事情彰显了你这个荣美的名。
The moon, the stars, the heavens.
就是你手所造的天、月亮、星宿。
That's B.
就是第二点。
And then he asks a question.
然后接下来他问一个问题。
With all of the glory of the sun and the moon and the stars, what is man?
就是在月亮、星宿、太阳这所有的荣耀当中，人算什么？这是一个问题。
C，
这是第三点。
Here's what man is.
那人是什么呢
？You have made him a little lower than heavenly beings. You have crowned him with glory and honor.
说你叫他比天使微小一点，并赐他荣耀尊贵为冠冕。
Are you with me so far？
你还跟着我的思路吗
？A， the majesty and glory of your name.
第一点说你的名在全地何其美。
B, we see that majesty and glory in the sun, the moon, the stars.
第二点，我们通过你所造的月亮星宿看到了你的荣耀。
And a question, what is man?
那问题就是人算什么
？C is man. You have made him a little lower than the heavenly beings. You have crowned him with glory and honor. You have given him dominion.
然后第三点就是人是什么？你叫他比天使微小一点，并赐他荣耀尊贵为冠冕，让他管理你手所造的。
A B C。
所以这是一二三点。
Now follow the whiteboard back to B。
然后接下来又回到这个第二点。
Sheep, oxen, beasts of the fields, birds of the heaven, more of creation。
就是牛羊、田野的兽、空中的鸟、海里的鱼，这些都是所造之物。
You see it?I really need this whiteboard.
我真是太需要有个白板在这儿了。
B over here was what God created, sun, moon, and stars. B over here is what God has created, the birds, the beast.
我们先前提到的这个第二点，神所造的月亮、星宿和天，现在看到的这第二点是他所造的牛羊、田野的兽、海里的鱼、空中的鸟。
Now I want to see if you all deserve your reputation as smart people.
现在要看看大家是不是足够聪明了啊
！Here comes a question.
那问题就是
A, B, C, B. What will be next?
这一二三二，下面该什么了
？A, good.
又回到了第一点。
A was the statement, "O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name?"
那第一点最开始说什么呢？说耶和华我们的主啊，你的名在全地何其美。
Look at the last verse, "O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name?" And all that you see it.
所以看最后一句经文，耶和华我们的主啊，你的名在全地何其的美，你看到了吗
？Now here's what I want you to see about Hebrew poetry.
我想让大家了解一下这个希伯来的这个诗歌。
A, B, A gives us the theme.
就是第一点建立的根基，给我们这个主题。
B builds on it.
然后第二点是建立在第一点上面的。
C is the climax of the argument, the center of the argument.
然后第三点其实是他这个议论或者要表达的中心。
Someday we'll go through the Psalms and you'll see this, it happens over and over in the Psalms.
我们以后有机会看诗学习诗篇的话，你会发现这样子的结构在诗篇中有很多处。
So here is what is wonderful in Psalm 8.
所以在诗篇第八篇当中很奇妙的就是
What is the ultimate source of God's glory? Where is his glory seen the most?
那在什么地方我们最能看到神的荣耀呢
？In man，
就在人身上。
Not in these incredible sea creatures，
不是那些特别美好的什么海洋生物。
Not in the beautiful creation，
也不是这样美好的被造之物。
Not in the sun and the moon and the stars，
不是在太阳、月亮、星宿。
God's glory is most seen, believe it or not, in our brother here.
神的荣耀，你不管信不信，是
Isn't that
最能够彰显在我们这里在座的这个弟兄身上
？Isn't that hard to believe?
这让你很难相信吗
？Yeah, I want to say, are you sure?
我也想问你，你真的是这么认为的吗
？I mean, I looked in the mirror this morning. Am I sure?
我今天早上看镜子里的自己，我都觉得。我真的是这样彰显神的荣耀吗
？I think that God's answer to Job is this.
我想耶和华对约伯的回答是这样的
：Job, look at all that I've done.
说约伯啊，你看我所做的一切。
All of that is be in my poetry.
所有的这一切，在我这个整个诗歌当中都是这个第二层的。
But here's the wonder.That I step down and speak to you.
但是最奇妙的就是我来到这世上对你说话。
And Job says, "Wow, I've spoken, but I have no more to say."
所以约伯就说我说了一次，再不回答。
One writer said this, and I love how he put this.
曾经有一个作者这样写道
"I think God could have read a page from the phone book." And Job would have answered the same.
说哪怕神就是从这个电话黄页中写说一句话，约伯也会这样回答的。
All his doubts melt.
约伯所有的这个怀疑都没有了。
Before the power and glory of God.
在神的大能和这个权威面前。
It is not so much what God says.
其实并不
as that he says it, that he speaks.
其实在最重要的并不是神到底说了什么内容而是神说话这个事实
I don't think here Job is saying okay question one no I didn't know the answer to that
我想约伯在这里不是说啊，第一个问题我不知道答案是什么
question two no I don't know the answer to that
第二个我也不知道怎么回答
three no
第三个也不会
60 questions I don't know the answer to any of them okay God you must be right
我都不知道
no I don't think it's that
约伯不是这样子的
I think it is the glory and wonder that a God who could do all of that actually has stepped down to talk to Job.
我想是神他能够做如此多的神迹奇事，但是他却愿意来亲自对约伯说话。
But God never does things halfway.
神做事从来都不半途而废的。
Job, the book of Job could have ended. After verse 5.
约伯记其实可以在第五节之后就结束了。
Job says, I'm satisfied.
约伯说我已经满足了。
And God says, oh, I've only started.
然后神说其实我才刚开始呢。
Stand up again, Job.
说约伯啊你要如勇士束腰。
Stand up like a man, I have some more questions.
说你站起来我要有更多的问题问你。
And he starts to describe some of the wonders of his creation.
然后神接下来就开始描述他所造的一些美好。
Behemoth, Leviathan, these great creatures that he's made.
他所造的那些庞大的生物。
And when he's done,
当他说完之后
，Chapter 42,
在第42章
，Job answers again.
约伯再次对耶和华回答
，God, I know you can do all things.
说神我知道你万事都能做
That no purpose of yours can be thwarted
你的旨意不能拦阻
Then he quotes God's question
然后他接下来说这个神的问题
God had said who is this that hides counsel without knowledge
神曾经说到谁用无知的言语使我的旨意隐藏呢
Job says, I've said what I did not understand.
约伯说，我所说的是我所不明白的。
Then he quotes verse 4, he quotes God again.
然后第四节他又开始引用神的话。
God had said, hear and I will speak, I will question and you answer.
说神曾经说，我问你，求你指示我。
Verse 5, God, or Job says, I have heard of you by the hearing of the ears, now my eye sees you.
然后第五节，约伯说，我从前风闻有你，现在亲眼看见你。
Therefore I despise myself, I see myself as no one, and I repent in dust and ashes.
因此我厌恶自己，在尘土和炉灰中懊悔。
To see God in the Old Testament,
在旧约中见到神。
Means to experience him.
意思是说去经历神。
To know him.
去认识神。
And Job says, I had heard of you.
约伯说我从前风闻有你。
I worshipped you.
我曾敬拜你。
In fact, I thought I knew you because remember he says, God lived in my tent.
事实上我觉得我曾经认识你因为你记得吗约伯说你曾住在我的帐中。
But he says, now I've experienced you in a way that I could never imagine.
然后约伯说我现在所经历你的方式是我过去不曾想象的。
And so he says, I withdraw everything.
然后他说因此我就厌恶我自己。
Now, this word repent.
然后这里这个懊悔悔改这个词。
I should have asked ahead of time. Is that what it says in Chinese, repent?
Sort of, yeah.
Sort of, okay. Let me talk about that word repent.
我们来看懊悔这个词。
Because again, many commentators say this.
因为很多的这个解经家是这么说的。
At the end of Job, after Job sees God, he says, okay, God, I was wrong.
很多解经家说在约伯记最后约伯亲眼见到神他说神啊我错了。
I repent, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said anything. I take back everything I said.
说对不起我错了我收回我曾经说过的话。
And again, when I hear that, I think, wait a minute.
但是我看到他们这么说的时候我就想哎等一下。
If that's true, then who is the hero of the book?
如果真的是这样子的话那这本整本书的这个主人公这个大英雄是谁呢
Eliphaz, Bildad, and Zophar.
是以利法是那个这个约伯的这些朋友吗
Right?If Job needs to repent, they were right all along.
如果约伯真的需要悔改的话，那这些朋友们他们一直都是对的呀。
And so verse 7 should say,
那如果真是这样，那第七节就应该是。
And Bildad, Zophar, and Eliphaz says, Job, we tried to tell you.
说这个比勒达以利法索法他说约伯啊我们之前就要告诉你的。
I told you so.
我都告诉过你了
Right?
是这样吗
It doesn't say that.
但第七节可不是这么说的
In fact, God says to them, I'm really upset with you.
事实上耶和华对这些朋友说我的怒气向你们发作
But if my friend Job will pray for you, I'll forgive you.
如果我的这个朋友约伯愿意为你们祷告的话我愿意来原谅你们
I love that.
我很喜欢这一句
They have to have Job pray for them.
这些朋友他们需要约伯来为他们祷告。
After all those horrible things they said about him.
在他们对约伯说了那么多不好听的话之后。
So I don't think it means I take it all back. I don't mean what I said.
所以我想懊悔这个词在这里并不是说我收回我过去所说的所有东西。
I think it means this.
我想懊悔在这里意思是。
The word that is translated repent here.
这里这个被翻译作懊悔的这个词
is a word that has two possible meanings.
它在原文中有两种可能的翻译方式。
One is to turn around, to take something back.
第一种是就是回转或者收回曾经说过做过的事情。
The other is to comfort.
第二种是去安慰去得安慰。
Now,let me give you a very short Hebrew lesson.
让我来给大家讲一个很短的希伯来语课。
When we translate, we look at how a word is used over and over to determine its meaning.
当我们翻译的时候，我们会查看这一个词在不同的语境中是如何使用的，然后再决定它的意思。
If you want to follow this real quick, I'm going to show you every place this word appears in Job.
然后如果你可以的话，我们来看一下这个词在约伯记中出现了哪些次数。
Chapter 2, verse 11.
在第二章第十一节。
The friends made an appointment together to come to show him sympathy and comfort him.
就说这些朋友个人从本处约会同来，为他悲伤，安慰他。
The Hebrew word is nakam.
然后这里这个希伯来语这个词叫nakam。
And we really can't translate it there, made to come and make him, show him sympathy and repent him. It has to be comfort, right?
然后这个词我们在这里没有办法翻译成为他悲伤。
When we come to chapter 7,
然后第七章,
verse 13,
第十三节,
when I say my bed will nakam, will comfort me.
这说, 若说我的床必安慰我, 这个安慰其实也是同一个词。
It can't be repent there.
这里这个安慰也没有办法翻译成悔改。
Chapter 16,
第十六章,
verse 2, Job answered and said,Miserable comforters are you all.
说你们安慰人的反叫人愁烦。
It can't be miserable repenters are you all.
这里不是说你们叫人悔改的反叫人愁烦。
21 verse 34.
第二十一章。
How will you, Nakam, comfort me with empty nothings?
说你如何用这来安慰我。
42 verse 11.
第四十二章第十一节。
Then came to him all his brothers and sisters and ate bread with him, and they showed him sympathy and comforted him.
他先前所认识的人都来与他一同吃饭，为他悲伤，安慰他。
Every other place in Job that this word is used, it is translated comfort.
这个词在约伯记其他地方用到的时候，都被翻译作安慰。
And I think here's what it says in my understanding.
至少在我的理解当中，这个词在这里应该是这个意思。
I have heard of you by the hearing of the ear.
说我从前风闻有你。
Now my eye sees you.
现在亲眼看见你。
I despise myself. I see myself as nothing.
因此我厌恶我自己。
And I am comforted in my dust and ashes.
然后在尘土和炉灰中我得了安慰。
I'm still in dust and ashes.
我依旧是在这个灰尘和炉灰当中。
I'm still suffering.
我依旧是在受苦。
But I am comforted because I've seen you.
但是因我亲眼见你，所以已经得了安慰。
Job has learned that he can trust God.
约伯了解到他可以完全的相信神。
Not simply because of what he had heard.
不是因为他从前听说的。
But because he had seen him, he had experienced him in a new way.
而是因为他亲眼见到了耶和华，他用新的方式经历了神。
Now I want to jump to the ending and then I'm going to come back to here.
我先要跳到结尾，然后一会儿回过来再说这里。
Chapter 42, verse 6.
第四十二章第六节。
Job says, I am comforted.
约伯说我得了安慰。
Beginning in verse 7.
然后从第七节开始。
God rebukes Job's friends.
然后耶和华对约伯的这些朋友说话。
He has Job pray for them.
然后他要约伯为这些朋友祷告。
Verse 10, God gives back Job's fortunes.
然后第十节，耶和华就使约伯从苦境转回。
He gives to Job twice as much as he had before.
并且赐给他比原先所有的加倍。
He gives him 7 sons and 3 daughters.
又给了他七个儿子，三个女儿。
10 children.
一共十个孩子。
Now remember, Mrs. Job had 10 children now.
你要知道吗？现在这个约伯的太太，她也有十个孩子了。
You men won't understand this, but the ladies will.
你或许不能够很清楚的明白，但这些妈妈们都是懂的。
Remember back in chapter 3, Mrs. Job is the one who said, you ought to just curse God and die.
你还记得吗？在第三章的时候，这约伯太太说：“你还不如诅咒神死了吧。”
I think these 10 children are God's blessing on Job for being faithful.
我想现在这十个孩子是对约伯忠心的一个奖赏。
And his punishment on Mrs. Job.
同时，对这个约伯的太太来说也是一个惩罚。
You ladies will understand.
就做妈妈的都会理解。
He has twice as much.
他现在所有的比以前加倍。
10 more children.
又有了十个孩子。
Verse 16, after this he lived 140 years.
16节此后约伯又活了140年。
Saw his sons and his sons' sons four generations.
得见他的儿孙直到四代。
And I love how it ends. It ends with the most anti-climax of any book in the Bible.
然后最后我特别喜欢他这个结尾。
After this great story,
在这个特别伟大 宏大的这个故事之后。
And Job died an old man full of days.
说这样约伯年纪老迈日子满足而死。
The end.
就这样结束了。
Here's what I want to ask you.
所以我想问大家。
Job gets twice as much back.
说约伯得回了双倍的。
He gets his children back.
他也得回了他的孩子。
True or false question?
这是一个是非题。
This proves that Job was innocent and in the right all along.
说他得回了这一切，说明证明约伯一直是个义人。
True?
对吗？
False.
还是错的？
The false is correct.
应该是非，应该是错误的。
Let me explain.
让我来解释一下。
If it is true,
如果这个陈述是对的
，that God's blessing on Job at the end of the book shows that Job was innocent.
如果神在约伯记结尾对约伯的祝福，说明约伯是无辜的
，then back in chapter 4, the friends are right.
那么在第四章的时候，约伯的朋友所说的就是对的
，that Job's trouble proves he is guilty.
约伯的这个受苦证明约伯曾是有罪的。
Why was Job rich and blessed at the very beginning of the book?
你还记得最开始的时候为什么约伯是富有且蒙福的吗？
And don't give me the standard answer because God loved him very much.
不要给我这个标准答案说因为神很爱他。
I've heard that many times.
我听这个答案听过很多次了。
I've heard people say, oh, God must love that person very much because they have good health and a lot of money and a nice family.
我听很多人说，哎呀，神一定很爱他，他就身体又很健康，家庭又很美满。
I've heard people testify, God must love me very much because he's given me good things.
我也听人做见证说，哎，神一定很爱我，因为他给了我这么多益处。
I won't ask anybody if you've ever given that testimony.
我不会问你们在座的有没有人做过这样子的见证。
But there's a problem with that testimony.
但这样做见证是有一个问题的。
Let me take you to the New Testament.
让我们去新约看一下。
A poor man named Lazarus. Lazarus.
这个一个可怜叫拉撒路的人。
He spends his whole life in poverty.
他一生都是在穷苦当中。
On the doorstep of a rich man who has everything and who is wicked.
然后在这个邪恶的这个很有钱的人家门口
The poor man dies and he goes to heaven.
然后他就这样子在那个有钱人家门口一直待着，然后这个可怜人死了以后他去到天堂。
Did God love that poor man?
那神有没有很爱这个穷人呢？
Absolutely.
当然啊。
He never had a new house.
但这个穷人他从来都没有一个新房子。
He never even had an old house.
他连个旧房子都没有。
All he had was a little blanket on the steps of the rich man's house.
他所有的就是在这个有钱人的这个房子门口上摆了一块毯子。
But God loved him very much.
但是神是很爱他的。
We must not judge God's love and approval by what we have or do not have.
我们一定不能用我们所有或者我们所没有的来评价神的祝福或者神的许可。
Because if we do, then in chapters 1 and 2 of Job, God loves Job. In chapter 1, God loves Job.
那如果我们真的那样做的话，我们就看到约伯记第一章，神真的爱约伯。
And then suddenly, God doesn't love Job very much.
然后突然神又不怎么爱约伯了。
Until the very end of the book when he gets everything back.
直到这个约伯记最后约伯拿回了他所有的一切。
In that case, the friends are right and Job is wrong.
如果真的是这样那他的朋友是对的约伯是错的。
Here's what I want you to understand about the ending.
所以在这个结尾我想让大家可以明白。
In chapter 1, when Job had everything,
在第一章的时候当约伯有很多东西的时候
God loved Job very much.
神非常的爱约伯。
At the end of the book, when Job had everything,
在这个书结束的时候，约伯拥有一切的时候，
God loved Job very much.
神非常的爱约伯。
And in the middle of the book,
并且在这个书的中间，
when Job has nothing except a piece of broken pottery to scrape the sores on his body,
当约伯一无所有只能拿着那个破瓦片刮自己身上的这个脓疮的时候
God loved Job very much.
神依旧非常的爱约伯。
One of the key things that we must learn from the book of Job
我们必须从约伯记中学到的一个关键是
is God's love is not dependent on what I have and what happens in my life.
神的爱并不取决于我所拥有的或我生命中所发生的。
Blessings and good things does not prove that he is pleased with me.
神的祝福或者这些好的事情发生并不证明神喜悦我们。
Because in the Bible there are some very, very wicked people who become rich.
因为我们看到圣经中有很多很邪恶很不好的人他们也很有钱。
And...Suffering does not prove that God is unhappy with me.
同时苦难并不证明神对我们不满意。
Go back to verse 6.
我们回到第六节。
Job is comforted.
约伯得了安慰。
If that was the end of the book,
如果这本书就在这里结束了。
If verse 7 said, and Job died in his pain,
如果这卷书就在这里结束了，第七节说约伯在他的苦难中离世。
Would Job have died satisfied?
那约伯死的时候，他是满足、心满意足的吗
？Absolutely.
当然是。
He is not satisfied because he gets the things back.
约伯的满足不在于他得回了他曾失去的。
He is satisfied because he has seen God in a new way.
他满足是因为他用新的方式看到了神。
The ending proves nothing about God's relationship with Job.
这个四十二章的这个结尾，它不能证明神和约伯之间的任何的关系。
Working down here, I haven't learned any Chinese, but I've forgotten a lot of English.
经常在这儿讲到，我没学到中文，反而把英文都忘了一些。
Job is satisfied in verse 6.
第六节约伯得了安慰他有满足。
And in verse 6, I think Job fully expects to die in that condition.
我想在第六节的时候约伯可能都已经准备好就这样死了。
God has said nothing to him that I'm going to heal you and restore you.
神在这里可没有说我要把你失去的给你或者要医治你。
But Job is satisfied anyway.
但即使这样约伯也得了安慰他也得了满足。
So what had Job learned?
所以约伯学到了什么呢?
Here is what I think Job has learned about God.
我想约伯学到的是
He has learned very quickly in verse 2, chapter 42 verse 2.
他从42章第二节学到
Nothing is impossible with God.
说没有什么对神来说是不可能的。
Nothing can frustrate God's purposes.
说没有什么能够拦阻神的旨意。
I know, he says, verse 2, I know that you can do all things and that no purpose of yours can be thwarted.
第二节，我知道你万事都能做，你的旨意不能拦阻。
He has learned in a new way how God is sovereign.
他用一个新的方式明白了神是如何的全能。
He has learned that God's ways are beyond our understanding.
他也学到了神的道路是远超过我们的理解和想象的。
Verse 3, I uttered what I did not understand, things too wonderful for me, which I did not know.
第三节，我所说的是我不明白的，这些是太奇妙，是我不知道的。
I told you last week,
上周我和大家分享过。
God's answer to Job can seem very frustrating because he never explains anything.
说耶和华对约伯的这个回复可能让人很抓狂，因为他好像没有解释任何的东西。
But I once asked a science researcher a question.
但我曾经有问一个这个科学家一个问题。
And he answered me very well.
然后他很好地回答了我。
And after he answered me, I understood God's answer in Job better.
然后在他回答我之后呢，我就对神对约伯的这个回答有了一个更好的理解。
Because I asked a question about chemistry.
然后因为我问了一个关于这个化学的问题。
And he gave me a very detailed answer.
然后他给了我一个非常具体细致的答案。
And I didn't understand a single thing he said.
但是他讲的那么仔细，我一句都没听懂。
When he was done, he was right, I know.
当他讲完了，我知道他讲的是对的，他讲完以后。
But I didn't understand anything more than when he started.
我对这个问题所了解的并不比我之前所了解的多任何一点。
It wasn't his fault.
这并不是他的问题。
Because I don't know enough to understand the formulas and the explanation that was the answer to my question.
是因为我自己并不足够的知道那些工程、那些方程公式，然后能够理解他给我的这个答案。
And I think that Job learns God's ways are so far above ours.
所以我想约伯他理解到神的道路是远高过我们自己的。
That if God answered, when he was done, we would say, I don't know enough to understand his answer.
如果神真的用他的方式来回答我们的话，那可能他回答之后，约伯也会说，我没有办法用我的知识来理解神的回答。
One of my favorite sayings from John Calvin.
我特别喜欢的一个这个加尔文的这个一句话。
He says, God speaks to us in baby talk.
说上帝用婴儿的语言对我们讲话。
Because we could never understand anything beyond that.
因为我们除了这个婴儿的话语之外，不能理解其他任何。
You see, God doesn't act like we think he should.
你看到吗？神好像没有按照我们认为他该行事的方式来行事。
Because we cannot understand what he understands.
因为我们没有办法理解神所理解知道的。
We don't know what he knows.
我们不知道神所知道的。
I have said before in here, if we knew what God knows, we would want him to do exactly what he is doing.
我之前在这里说过，如果我们有神那样子的知识，知道他所知道的，那么我们就会想要神按照他所行事的方式这样行事。
Now most of you are probably better than me at praying.
你们可能很多人祷告都做得比我好。
And so when you pray, you probably tell God that you agree completely with everything he is doing.
当你祷告的时候，你可能会说你完全同意神所做的一切的事情。
But there have been times when I have been so foolish in praying.To say, God, I think you ought to do this.
但是我有时候可能祷告的时候太蠢了，我都说神啊，我想你应该这样做。
God, what is happening? This isn't right. God, you need to do it this way.
说神啊，这个这样做不对，你应该这样做。
And all of a sudden, I realized I'm an idiot.
然后突然我就意识到我真是太蠢了。
I am trying to tell God how he ought to do things.
难道我能告诉神他应该如何行事吗？
And I think he probably is just laughing.
我想神听到我这么说，估计都在笑呢。
Saying, you really think you know more than me?
说你真以为你自己知道的比我多吗？
You must have gone to an incredible school.
那你上的这学真是太好了。
Job learns that God's ways are beyond our understanding.
约伯学到神的道路远超过我们的想象和了解。
In India, they make these beautiful saris. The
就在印度，他们做这种非常漂亮的叫纱丽。
And for weddings, they make them very elaborate that wrap around.
然后特别是在婚礼的时候，他们把它做得特别精美，然后都裹在身上。
All different colors, all blended together.
然后所有的颜色都混合在一起。
And I heard how they were making them.
然后我曾经就听说他们是如何做这个纱丽的。
These beautiful things are made usually by just two people.
通常只需要两个人就可以做。
Usually a father and a son in a family working together.
通常就是一个家庭里面爸爸和儿子一起做工。
The father sets up on a platform.
然后爸爸就坐在这个台子上面。
And the son is two steps down.
然后儿子坐在两层下面。
The father has the spools of thread.
然后爸爸拿着这个线。
He chooses the threads.
然后他就选要拿哪个线。
And the son's job is just to move the shuttle back and forth.
然后他儿子的这个工作就是在就是左右的挪这个纺锤。
And they said this will take weeks.
然后他们说做一件这样子的要大概几周的时间。
The father pulling threads.
然后爸爸就拽这个线。
And he said, they said usually even the father doesn't speak. He just nods his head, and when he nods, the son starts pulling the shuttle back and forth.
然后说通常他们都不会有什么交流，爸爸最多就点点头。爸爸点头的时候，这个儿子就开始移这个纺锤。
That's it.
就这么简单。
The father is choosing, and the son is just.
然后就爸爸选，然后儿子就这样挪。
But here's the thing.Because of where the son is sitting,
但是因为这个儿子坐的这个位置
he cannot see the pattern.
他看不到这个图样
Only the father knows the pattern that they're making.
只有这个父亲知道他们所做的这个样式是什么样子
So I imagine this son down here.
所以我就想象这个坐在下面的这个儿子
And the father nods.
就爸爸点头他就动
And the son says No, I don't think that's the right color thread
然后儿子可能会说哎，我觉得这个好像颜色不对
Navy blue is a very dark color
这个蓝色太深了
I think you ought to use some bright red
应该用这个亮红色
No, the son can't do that
儿子不会这么做的
The son follows the father's nod
这个儿子他做的就是跟着父亲点头然后来晃
And it seems to me that part of what we learn from the book of Job is this.
对我来说，我们从约伯记中能学到的就是
God is putting together the pattern.
说神把这个样式纹路放在一起。
And this is not easy. And I hesitate to say this.
这个其实是不容易的。
Because I know some of you have had some very dark threads in your life.
我知道可能你们当中有些人有一些很深颜色的这个线有些很难的时刻
And this is much easier to teach than it is to experience
要想教这个功课很容易但要亲身经历真是很难
But what Job learns is this I can follow the father's nod
但约伯他所知道就是我可以来跟着这个父亲的点头
He knows the pattern
因为他知道这个纹路样式是怎么样的
And I can trust him.
我可以完全的相信他
It doesn't make it easy.
这个并不会让你的工作变得生活变得容易
It doesn't take away the pain.
也不会让你不经历痛苦
But it does say if I can trust my heavenly father.
但他确实的告诉我们，如果我们真能完全的信靠我们的天父
He is going to bring everything together in a beautiful pattern.
那他就会使万事互相效力，成为那个美好的图案。
You see, if I were the son on that shuttle,
你知道，如果我是就是做工的这个儿子的话
，And I say, I don't navy, but that's gloomy, that's dark. Let's get rid of that.
如果说，哎呀，这个深蓝色。太深了，我们不要用这个。
Black colors? No, I don't want something so dark.
这个黑色这种深颜色我都不喜欢，不要。
When we get done, all mine will be yellow and red.
然后我们就需要红色啊，黄色。
It'll look more like a school bus than a wedding sari.
但如果我们真的这样做的话，你织出来的就会像一个校车，而不是一个婚礼的一个衣服。
In every one of your lives, in every one of our lives.
在我们每个人的生活生命中
，God。Is allowing into our life the threads.
神给我们放下各样子的这个颜色的线
That's going to make a beautiful pattern.
然后这样子的各种颜色交织在一起，会有一个很美的图案
But now here's the problem.
但问题是
that beautiful pattern I told you 2 weeks ago.
我两周前给大家说的这个很漂亮的这个图案
is this.
是什么样的呢？
All things are working together for good for those who love God.
就是万事互相效力，为着那些爱神的人。
Who are called according to His purpose.
就是按他的旨意被召的。
To have a beautiful life.
让他们有一个美好的人生。
Lots of money.
让他们有很有很多钱。
Good health.
然后生活很健康
a great career,
有一个很好的事业
and a comfortable retirement.
然后可以安然地享受退休的生活
Did I quote it right?
我是这么说的吗
Romans 8:29?
罗马书圣经上是这么说的吗
I missed just a little bit at the end.
我好像最后有点说错了
All things work together for good.
说万事互相效力
To those who love God.
叫爱神的人得益处
who are called according to his purpose.
就是按他旨意所招的
And 8:29 tells us the purpose.
在第八章二十九节告诉我们目的是什么呢
To be transformed into his image.
让我们可以转化为他的样式
You see, there is no more beautiful pattern that he can create than the image of his son.
因为你知道吗没有什么图像是可以比他儿子的形象更美好的。
That's the sorry that the father is creating.
那就是这个图像，就是那位父亲在在创造的。
To transform me into his image.
让我能够转化成为他的样式。
That is what he wants to do in my life.
这才是他想在我生命中所做的。
And that matters to him so much.That he is willing to allow those dark threads into my life as they accomplish that purpose.
而这样子的转化对他来说如此重要，以至于他愿意让我们的生命中有这些黑色的这些线，有这些难处。
Let me wrap it up with this.
让我这样结尾。
Job learns that God's ways are beyond our ways.
说约伯认识到神的道路超乎我们的道路。
But then he sees.That whether or not we can see him, he is there.
不管我们是否能够看到，他都在那里。
And it brings peace.
也带来平安。
All this time that Job thought, God's gone. He's no longer here. If I could find him, I'd be okay, but he's not here.
在这整个的过程中，约伯都在寻求神，寻找神。他说，如果他在这里，我能看到他，但我找不到。
He says, now I see you.
但现在他看到我看他，他现在说我看到你。
And I am comforted.
我因此得了安慰。
What I want you to see from Job is this.
我想大家从约伯记中能够看到。
The peace that he gets is not from his circumstances being changed.
约伯得的安慰，他所得到的这个平静安稳，不是因为他环境的改变。
Many people, when they're in trouble, will say, if.I could change this, I could be happy.
很多人在苦难中说，如果我可以改变这一点，那我就开心了。
If this problem were taken away, I'd be satisfied.
如果这个问题可以挪去，那我就满足了。
If this health issue were resolved, then I could be happy.
如果这个健康的问题不在了，我就能开心了。
If this marriage conflict were taken away, I'd be satisfied.
如果这种争执没有了，我就满足了。
You know what the truth is?
你知道事实是什么吗？
None of those...Really solve our problem.
不管你怎么做，这些都没有办法解决问题。
But if I can see God and understand He is working for my good, then even if those problems are still there, I can be satisfied.
但是事实是，如果我真的能够看见神，知道他是为着我的好处而行，即使这些问题还在那里，我也可以得安慰、得安稳。
This week I have been reading.A biography of Hudson Taylor.
这周在读这个叫什么戴德生的这个传记。
1869.
在1869年。
Sorry about that. There'll be another one in a minute. 1869, he says, I've seen God in a way I've never seen him.
在1869年他说我用从来没有过的方式看到了神。
I've experienced him in a way I've never experienced.
我用从未经历过的方式经历了神。
The next year, 1870.
接下来一年1870年。
Good.
Yep.
January, his son dies.
在一月份的时候，他的儿子过世了。
4 months later, his wife has a son, and the son dies at birth.
然后四个月之后，他太太又生了一个孩子，但孩子在出生的时候就过世了。
His wife contracts cholera and dies a few weeks after that.
然后他太太几个星期之前，然后也过几个星期之后也过世了。
And at the end of that year, one of his co-workers said, "I have never seen Mr. Taylor at such peace."
但是在那一年结束的时候，他的一位同工就说：“我从来没有见过戴德生如此的平静。”
And I read that, and I realized it was almost the book of Job in reverse.
我读的时候，我就感觉好像就是约伯记。这个翻转过来讲了一遍。
Job has all the problems, and then God allows him to see him in a new way.
说约伯曾有这样这样的问题，但是神让他用新的方式看到了神。
Hudson Taylor sees God in a new way, and then he has all the problems.
然后戴德生曾经用新的方式见到了神，但是他后来又有了各样的问题。
But in both cases,
但是不管在哪种情况
what brought peace was not escape from the trouble.
但是带来这个平安的并不是从这个苦难中挣脱
but seeing God and being able to trust him
而是你真的看到神完全的信靠他
The book of Job does not tell us 3 easy steps when you're suffering
约伯记告诉我们的并不是在你受苦的时候有三种简单的方式让你可以不再受苦
If you want that, you can order it on a book from Amazon.
如果你真的想学的话，你可以去亚马逊看看能不能找到这样的书。
Suffering for Dummies or something like that.
它有那种如何在痛苦中这个缓解。
What Job shows us is not 3 easy steps.
但约伯记告诉我们的可不是三个简单的步骤。
But this.
而是
that when I'm hurting, when I don't understand,
当我受苦当我不明白的时候
I can know that God is there
我可以知道神在那里
And if I know that That will be enough
如果我真知道神在那里那对我来说这就足够了
Will it make it easy?
它会让生活变得容易吗
Not at all
一点都不
People who say Ah, if you're a Christian Even when you have trouble It's not going to bother you No, I don't think so
有人说啊，你是基督徒，就算有麻烦的话，你也不会被搅扰到的。我不是这么认为。
When Christians smash their thumb with a hammer, it hurts just as bad as when sinners do.
就像一个基督徒拿那个锤子砸到自己的大拇指的时候，那个疼的程度和罪人疼的程度是一样的。
When Christians have cancer, it hurts just as much as when sinners do.
当基督徒患癌症的时候，他们所受的痛苦和罪人是患癌症所受的痛苦是一样的。
When Christians are hurt by people they loved and trusted, it's as painful as when unbelievers are hurt by those they love and trusted.
当基督徒被他们所爱、所信任的人伤害的时候，他们所受的痛苦和伤害和那些不信主的人所受的是一样的。
The book of Job does not say, if you trust God, it'll take away all the pain.
约伯记并没有说你信靠神，他就会带走你所有的痛苦。
But the book of Job does shows us that even in the worst of our pain, God is there.
但是约伯记告诉我们说，即使在我们最深的痛苦当中，神依旧在那里。
And so we can trust him and have peace.
我们可以完全的相信他，满有平安。
Dear God, help us to learn that we can trust you.
亲爱的主，让我们帮助我们学到我们可以完全的信靠你。
In difficult times,
在困难的时候
When life doesn't make sense to us
当生活对我们来说我们有不明白的时候
Help us to know that you are still a good God who loves us
让我们知道你依然是那一位良善爱我们的主
And help us to trust you in those times
帮助我们在这些环境中也可以信靠你
I pray in Jesus' name
祷告奉主耶稣的名
Amen.
Amen
All right, I will see you in 3 weeks We will pick up Ecclesiastes
我们三